is Free Talk Live, your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. It is the Friday edition. As we kick off hour number one, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We're going to start things out with the torture issue tonight. Mark, there's a big development on this one, isn't there?
There certainly is.
What's happening?
Well, from the Washington Post, the good news about the agreement reached yesterday between the Bush administration and Republican senators on the detention, interrogation, and trial of accused terrorists is that Congress will not, as President Bush had demanded, pass legislation that formally interprets U.S. compliance with the Geneva Conventions.
Formally interprets?
Yes. That says that what we're doing is not cruel, inhumane treatment of
detainees.
So they're
not passing that legislation?
No. There's no good news. There isn't any. Let me continue.
Okay.
Nor will the Senate explicitly endorse the administration's use of interrogation techniques that most of the world regards as cruel and inhumane.
They're just saying, we have no responsibility for this, hands off.
Right.
Okay.
Trials of accused terrorists will be fairer than the commission system the trials of accused terrorists will be fairer than the commission system outlawed in June by the Supreme Court. So they're going to give fairer trials, according to this?
Whatever that means.
Yeah. They're a little less secret, I suppose. The bad news is that Mr. Bush, and it's all bad news, Mr. Bush has, as he made clear yesterday, intends to continue using the CIA to secretly detain and abuse certain terrorist suspects. He will do so by issuing his own interpretation of the Geneva Conventions in an executive order.
Oh, boy. Boy, his interpretations of things are just wonderful for freedom, aren't they?
Well,
I mean, we've seen him interpret all kinds of laws and everything in his favor. He just interprets the Constitution as a useless piece of paper, and he interprets the laws in whatever way he wants to, and he interprets that he can make the law, apparently.
Well, he gets to decide what torture is and what torture isn't.
He is the decider, after all.
And, you know, I suspect that if our soldiers were being treated in this manner, and that we would be upset about it. We would be calling it torture. Hypothermia, being left in cold rooms without clothing, exposed and degraded on film, being scared with dogs, having loud music played so that they can't go to sleep for days on end.
It's torturous.
It seems torturous to me. By relying on questionable Justice Department opinions that authorized such practices as exposing prisoners to hypothermia and prolonged sleep deprivation, under the compromise agreed to yesterday, Congress would recognize his authority to take these steps and prevent prisoners from appealing them to U.S. courts. So they say that it's okay. Congress would recognize his authority to do that.
Wow, so they're essentially saying, you're the man, George. You've got the power. You're the decider.
We don't agree with it, but you can do it.
Yep. Wow. They're just totally stepping aside, essentially,
really
what's
are.
Going on here.
Yeah.
For all their talk,
yep.
For all their talk about stepping in and doing something about it, here's what you get. This is what you get.
Yep. The bill would also immunize CIA personnel from prosecution.
Man, they were worried about that for a moment. Was really concerned there for a moment that some of these guys might have been brought up on charges for terror and for terrorizing people and
torturing
people.
God knows they shouldn't have to face a court of law for the things that they've done. God knows they shouldn't have to.
That's what they're saying.
For all
total
the most,
immunity.
Apparently, they're going to be immune except for all the most serious abuses and protect those who, in the past, violated U.S. law against war crimes. So, anybody who did anything in the past is protected.
Right.
According to U.S. law, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
In short, it's hard to credit the statement by Senator John McCain yesterday that there's no doubt that the integrity and letter and spirit of the Geneva Conventions have been preserved. There's no integrity to that. In effect, the agreement means the U.S. violations of international human rights law can continue as long as Mr. Bush is present. This is the Washington Post. This is not the raw story.
This is
Capitol Hill Blue. With Congress's tactic assent, and yes, I can. If they do, America standing the world will continue to suffer.
Yeah,
as will
you better believe it.
Yep, as will the fight against terrorism. Not to mention, we're in Iraq right now because of bad information that we got from torturing somebody.
Sure.
For now, the administration says it is not holding anyone in secret CIA facilities.
Oh, yeah. I believe them, right? I mean, gosh, they have been telling the truth on every single issue, every single time up until this point. Why should we disbelieve them on this one? Sure, they've shut down the prisons. Of course. Oh, it's just drop of a hat. They just said, guys, get out of there. You know what? We're done with these secret CIA prisons. They've been exposed. Go home. Yeah, right. Come on.
It's possible that they're empty.
It's improbable that they're empty. Possible, yes. Improbable.
Well, CIA
yes.
guys supposedly were stopped doing the torture because they were afraid that they were going to be brought up on charges for it. And
now they know they won't.
They supposedly brought everybody to Guantanamo. Anyway, for the detention of those being held by the U.S. military at Guantanamo Bay clearly conforms with international law. If suspects are routed into the CIA program in the future...
I think the only reason why it conforms with international law is because there's nobody internationally that's going to do anything about it.
Certainly they can. The administration has pledged to consult with Congress about the interrogation techniques that will be permitted. In theory, Congress could override Mr. Bush's regulations governing treatment if it judges that they are being used to authorize unacceptable practices. But the senators who have fought to rein in the administration's excesses, led by Senators McCain, Lindsey, O'Graham, and John W. Warner, failed to break Mr. Bush's commitment to alternative methods that virtually every senior officer of the U.S. military regards as unreliable, counterproductive, and dangerous for Americans who may be captured by hostile governments. Remember, Washington Post just said that almost every senior U.S. officer considers these to be unreliable, counterproductive, and dangerous.
Well, sure, anybody with a head on their shoulders realizes that torture is counterproductive.
Mr. Bush wanted Congress to formally approve these practices and to declare them consistent with the Geneva Conventions. It will not, but it will not stop him either.
Amazing.
If legislation is passed in the form agreed on yesterday, Mr. Bush will go down in history for his embrace of torture and bear responsibility for the enormous damage that it has caused. He's still going to go down that way, whether they pass that legislation or not, but they're not going to.
No, they're just doing a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah.
They did a lot of talking, and there was some guys in Congress that were making a big deal out of this for a little while, and then they just sort of just...
It makes me wonder...
Shut up. Gone away.
What kind of screws did they put to these guys? I mean,
who knows?
Really felt like they weren't going to allow this.
Well, they're willing to torture people overseas. Who knows what sort of screws they put to them around here? Who knows what sort of dirt they dug up on them and threatened them with? I mean, the warrantless wiretapping, they could have been wiretapping these guys and found some dirt on them and said, look, so-and-so, McCain or whatever, and I'm certainly no fan of him at all. He was just one of, I guess, the ringleaders of the anti-torture crusade for a little while.
McCain, Graham,
at least.
Warner.
Look here, McCain, we've got the information on you screwing your secretary or whatever it is that
Or we're
going to
make up
is.
Information about you screwing your secretary.
So why don't you just shut up, okay? Why don't you shut up and go home?
Put them in another POW camp, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what they're intending to do.
Well, they're intending to do nothing at this point.
That's what Congress is intending to
do.
I'm so let down.
What did you expect?
I really did expect Congress to say absolutely no, not. We are not going to continue this treatment of people.
I can't believe that you're surprised on this. I'm not at all, because so far Congress has done absolutely nothing to rein in the Bush administration, and they've got a free pass to do whatever they want. If you've got comments on this, 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves. We're going to the phones to Adam in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
The Pentagon.
Adam, you need to turn down your radio, whatever the heck that is in the background. Adam in New York, you're on the air. Adam going once, going twice. Goodbye. See you later.
Sounds like he was watching CNN or something.
Yeah, sounded like he was watching something. So I'm not surprised for a moment. I didn't expect anything at all. In fact, I was surprised that they were even making an issue out of it. I'm surprised they were even bothering to make political hay out of it. And now it's just, they've laid it all down and they've said, you go right ahead there, Mr. Bush. We're not approving. We're not denying. We're just over here. We're the Senate. We're the Congress. We're fine over here. Go have fun. And that's essentially what's going on.
Did McCain think he wasn't going to get enough political capital out of this? Did he think that, I'm going to be running for president in 2008, and Republicans don't really care that much about torture, so I'm not going to stand up
Republicans care that much about torture?
Who knows? The 33% of people out there that probably claim to be Republican, there's 33% of people that will vote Republican every time, no matter what. They can count on that. It's the swing voters. It's those 33% in the middle.
What did the Republican sycophant talk show host say about this today? Were they just celebrating?
I didn't listen to any of them, and I'm sure they just loved it.
1-800-259-9231. What do you think, and how far are you willing to let this go before you do something about it, like, say, join the Free State Project, stop paying taxes, etc.? It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling-off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's totally free. We got all kinds of great stuff there for you, including the bulletin board system with over 130,000 posts. Over 1,200 people are interacting. It's a lot of fun. You'll find serious issues being discussed, as well as fun stuff and more, all there for you, bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, Mark, you just brought us some pretty disturbing news, but I would say expected news at this point, that the Congress and the President have come to an agreement, apparently. And apparently this agreement has happened without any sort of legislation being passed. There's nothing that has essentially happened except that they're coming out and saying these things, right?
I think that there is going to be some legislation.
Is there?
Essentially, it's legislation that says that the CIA is not going to be responsible for having tortured people in the past.
I see. But there's nothing in regards to Bush and his torturing and what's going to happen in the future. It's just they're just saying, okay, truce, we're going to go over here and we're going to be Congress and you...
We're going to spend some money.
Yep, and you keep being the president and you just do whatever you want there, buddy. That's essentially what's happened here.
I
interpret it, at least, and if you've got another interpretation, 800-259-9231, and apparently they're going to allow George Bush to just interpret whatever he wants, however he wants, which is what he's been doing. He just interprets the law however he wants to, and pretty much counts on nobody doing anything about it.
I guess if Congress isn't going to do anything about it, maybe the UN, maybe they're expecting the UN to step in. Maybe God is going to come in and do something about America torturing people.
Well, what's the UN going to do? I mean, not that we are fans of the UN here. I'd like to see the UN go away. But what's the UN going to do? We're the primary funding apparatus of the UN, so and what are they going to do?
I don't know.
Invade?
Talk a little trash.
Yeah. Big whoop.
Well, Bush clearly doesn't care about that. We've been talking about torture for several years now.
It's just amazing to me that this is going on in the United States of America. I mean, it's still a shocker to me that this sort of behavior can be happening in Washington, D.C., and the bulk of America can just sit back and either completely be unaware or be aware and not give a damn or be aware and be all for it. I mean, there's not that many people, apparently, that really care enough to do anything about this. Maybe there are, and I just don't know that they're out there. Maybe there's a huge movement of people in America that is willing to stand up and make a difference on this issue, but I don't see them. Where are they?
Clearly there aren't.
1-800-259-9231. And really, the worse this gets, and it's just getting worse, as you pointed out, Mark, there's no good news here. I mean, the only good news is that Congress didn't authorize the torture, that they didn't step in and say, okay, you know what, you can do this. They just basically have said, you know, we're not going to do anything. So that's really the only way you could possibly spin this as being good news. It's just getting worse. And as the police state continues to come down around us on issues like the war on drugs, on this new war on immigration that we have in this country, as the government continues to grow, and it will continue to grow, even though I saw a story yesterday about George Bush apparently coming out and tossing out the old card at the Democrats saying, Don't vote for the Democrats. They're going to raise your taxes. It's like the same old issues coming back time and time again to the American people. It's election time, so the Republicans, George Bush leading the train, throwing out the old, whoa, look out, everybody, the Democrats, you don't want to elect them. They're going to raise your taxes.
You know,
it's true.
They may very well raise the taxes, but the Republicans have certainly increased the spending. So
yeah.
What's the big deal?
Somebody's
got to pay for this crap.
George Bush has spent more in his few years as a president than Bill Clinton did in all 8 of his years. I mean, he has outspent Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
So it's just amazing to me that, here we go, Mark. What are we, month and a half away from the election?
Yeah.
At this point?
The 2006 election. I mean, he's still got another 2 years
after that. Right, the 2006 election. Well, this is a critical election for the Republicans, right? Because people are concerned that the Democrats might take control after this particular election. So you're going to just see the same old issues coming out that each party likes to throw out against one another. Ooh, the Democrats are going to raise your taxes. Well, the Republicans hate poor people. And it's all going to come out again. And Americans are going to vote once again down party lines. A few people are going to switch sides here and there. And after the 2006 elections are over, nothing will have changed.
Yep, business as
nothing.
Usual.
Nothing.
You know, I read online, it was a blog post today in my little Republican Liberty Caucus message board. And somebody stated that no republic has lasted 200 years. You know, that essentially Rome was a republic and it lasted about 200 years, and it looks like this one isn't going to either. I mean, it just we just seem to be...
Well, we've made it over 200 years.
Well, not much over 200 years, I think, is what he was saying.
Although it could be argued that it didn't make it to 150 years. I mean, the Civil War could be argued that that was the destruction of the Republic right there.
I suppose.
I mean, isn't one of the hallmarks of a free country, at least our republic, the idea that you could leave the republic if you wanted to? You could argue that we haven't been a republic for several decades, over 100 years.
And people do make that argument on this show all the time.
1-800-259-9231. You know what? Let's follow some bad news up with some more bad news. This one from the from USA Today. Yes, high school students. They're much more likely than they were even 2 years ago to learn about the First Amendment in their classrooms. But their opinions about what it says and does present a mixed picture, says a study. Quote, there's lots of discussion happening in schools, maybe discussions about should the government have the right to limit freedoms if that means better protections in combating terrorism, co-author Kenneth Dottrich says, quote, just because there's more discussion doesn't mean there's more favorable attitudes towards freedoms in the First Amendment. Indeed, the Constitution was signed September 17, 1787. Starting last year, all schools receiving federal money have to have an educational program pertaining to it on Constitution Day, which is September 17th. That was Sunday, so apparently they did it at some point this week. They celebrated Constitution Day by talking about the Constitution in class.
Okay.
Which you would think is a good thing. Of course, it's a bit ironic that you have to pass a law to force the government schools to talk about the Constitution in the first place. That's a bit of irony on its own. But nonetheless, it should be good that kids are learning a little bit about the Constitution, right? Even if they're being forced to.
I don't know anything anymore. I'm just so blown away by this torture thing. I'm sorry. My brain's just not any good.
Well, get ready for this. Future of the First Amendment found that the percentage of students who say they have taken a class that dealt with the First Amendment, not the Constitution, not the Bill of Rights, but just the First Amendment,
But a class that dealt with the Bill of Rights would have been.
I know. But I'm just pointing out, this is what the issue is. First Amendment has risen to 72% this year, which is up 14% from 2 years before. So more kids are taking a class that addresses the First Amendment.
Or at least remembering that they took a class that addresses the First Amendment.
The study surveyed 14,498 students and 882 teachers at 34 high schools this spring. Had a margin of error, plus or minus one percentage point. It follows up a 2004 study done by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, which finances journalism and free speech initiatives. We talked about this 2004 study when it was done. It was bad news about kids and their opinions on the First Amendment. And now the news is, in most places, worse. We'll bring you the statistics, and you'll be sad. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you need money to help pay for health care costs or to supplement your retirement income? Are you 65 years of age or older and own a life insurance policy with a death benefit of $250,000 or more that's getting too expensive or no longer needed? Are you considering canceling or surrendering your life insurance policy for its cash value? Hermosa Group can evaluate your policy to see if you qualify for a life settlement. A life settlement can generate more money than the surrender value, and you can receive a lump sum payment within 45 days. Having your policy evaluated by Hermosa Group is free, easy, and carries no obligation. All policies qualify. Sell your life insurance policy for a large cash settlement today. Call 888-590-8705. That's 888-590-8705 to find out how much your policy is worth. Enjoy the benefits of a life settlement from Hermosa Group. Call 888-590-8705. That's 888-590-8705.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John.
Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com. Deal.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin, pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's totally free, including the listener map. You go and add yourself to it if you'd like. Go to map.freetalklive.com, or just scroll around the worldwide international map and find out where some of our other listeners are living and listening to the show. map.freetalklive.com. We're going to tell you, give you the details, the very, very sad details on the future of the First Amendment study. It was done back in 2004, and it's been done again now. Over 14,000 high school students were interviewed for the study, over 882 teachers as well. And we're going to tell you what high school students think about freedom of speech in America. But first, we're going to the phones and to the fun. Amplifier Line in Cato in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, how are you, sir?
Nice to be on your show.
Good to have you here. What's on your mind, kiddo?
Actually, it sort of ties in with, I guess, with the way you're going to talk about here, the First Amendment. I'd like to consider for a second what happens if libertarian thought and classic liberal thought fails, the consequences, actually, for the whole entire world. You know, it's, unfortunately, it sounds like something George Bush would say, but... it's true, you know, throughout history. History's not a movement towards freedom and liberty. History's always been a movement away from
freedom. It's really true. I mean, it certainly has. It's really true. People seem to want to have some big politician, or big statesman, telling them what to do. And, you know, it seems to be the natural order of things that humans are subjugated to some rule or another.
Well, couldn't you argue, Cato, that that essentially libertarian thought has failed to take hold and continues to fail to take hold? I mean, it's getting worse,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. You can. I think if you look at the world, you know, despite the fact that if it is a fact that democracy is arising, freedom isn't, because you can be a democracy and still not have liberty.
Totally.
Which is shown all over, you know, all around the world. So, you know, that's a bogus argument.
Sure, and democracy is a key component.
On the rise.
Democracy is a key component to socialism.
Right. Once people discover that they can vote themselves largest out of the treasury.
Yep.
That's big socialism. But as far as the situation that we're in, you know, the United States now has so much police power and so much for surveillance. The tools of tyranny are much more horrible than they've ever been in the past.
Absolutely.
And so those people saying nowadays, well, things are just going to continue like they are, and it might get a little worse. You may not be able to say this or that. That's not the case. The government can know, the government can be able to control you, know everything about you from before you are born until after you're dead. And there's been no escaping that.
Well, they certainly would like that.
Well, you know, and when Rome fell, you know, you had 1,000 years of the Dark Ages. You know, what are we looking at, you know?
Oh, my.
At least the people against, you know, there wasn't an all-encompassing power that the people were fighting against. And how are you going to fight against that power when you can't do anything about it? You know, so it's a very frightening proposition.
Yeah, that is a frightening thought. And really, I mean, all we can do is look on the bright side. Yes, the government is very powerful today. I mean, in comparison, its reach, the amount of tyranny that it can enact on the populace, it seems much higher than it would have been back in Rome days. But on the other side of that coin, we do have the Internet. This is an incredible tool that we can use to reach out to people that never would have come across the message of freedom and liberty. So
people are far more literate, too.
You're absolutely right. You know, in Michael Cloud's book, The Secrets of Libertarian Persuasion, he talks about the Thomas Paine libertarians, which are the people who say, my home is where freedom is not, and go out and preach about libertarianism. And I'm relatively new to the movement, and it took a long time for me to find something like this, and it's still frustrating for me, you know, to, with the exception, you know, of you guys and the Internet, it just isn't a whole lot of other places, you know. So we all need to become, you know, that Thomas Paine libertarian that goes out there and tells everybody about this.
I totally agree. You know, we do everything that we can all day, every day, in order to get this show on more radio stations and continue it rolling. And you know, we believe at some point we're going to be the Rush Limbaughs of talk radio. We're going to be on 600 stations, and people are going to know, at least have heard the message. They may think that it's a terrible message, that libertarianism is going to let the corporations ravage the world or whatever it is that they think. But at the very least, they'll have had an opportunity to hear the very... just the very crust of the message.
Absolutely. And that's what we're... Yes, sir?
Yeah, you know, you guys do a fantastic job.
Thank
well,
you,
we're trying. I mean, gosh, we've been at it for almost 4 years now, and really with virtually no monetary compensation, with the exception of the AMP dollars coming in now. I mean, for the first few years, there was nothing. I mean, we just kept it going because
it was
the right thing to do. I mean, we love doing talk radio.
That's something, too, for the people out there that have been here listening to you guys. You know, I mean, not only to talk about libertarianism, but to support it, you know, and that includes financially.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, sometimes you just have to put your pocketbook, you know, you have to give to, you know, to the campaigns of liberty-minded candidates. You may have to give to shows like Free Talk Live because, I mean, that unfortunately, you know, that's the way the world works. You know, it's money and... You know, that's how you get the message out.
And that's why we've tried to make it as easy as possible with the AMP program. Of course, we'll talk about more about that later on. But I mean, that's why I want to make it simple for people to get involved with the show, like $3 a month. I mean, there's virtually nobody that can't afford $3 a month.
It's not a difficult emotional decision. The biggest decision when it comes to AMP is actually going to amp.freetalklive.com
and doing
signing
it.
Up.
Yeah.
It's not the $3 a month. That's not that big of a deal for people. It's
and
just
cool
moving
thing,
them to that website.
The cool thing about that is you don't have to go out on a limb with your friends and your family members. Because some people, they haven't read Michael Cloud's book about Secrets of Libertarian Persuasion. I've listened to the audio tapes. I think it's fantastic. I've got the book. I just haven't gone through it yet. But I have heard the audio tape version, which is just great information. You can actually buy that at theadvocates.org, Advocates for Self-Government. Highly recommended, because the Advocates is an organization that helps libertarians communicate these ideas better, because they're such important concepts, such important ideas. It's critical that we phrase it in the right way, because if you go out there and puke libertarianism over somebody and they weren't ready for it, or they weren't interested in hearing you puke libertarianism, then you've lost that prospect. So that's one reason why the AMP program is so important, because it lets us go out there and do the work for you, and all you have to do is just sort of sit behind the scenes and contribute money per month. You don't have to potentially ruin any relationships with anyone close to you.
Right, and to your point, I'll get off here after this, but to your point, don't argue with people. You know, it's all about persuasion. You know, a lot of times you find that common ground, and then you're able to build a base, and the next thing you know, the person looks at this and goes, gosh, you're right about this stuff. You know?
Exactly.
So it's about persuasion. It's not about being right or wrong. You know, it's just about making people see things for themselves. So
very good, Kato.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from
Kato.
You. 800-259-9231, and he's totally right. You know, when we're doing the show and we're on the air and somebody calls in and they've got a differing opinion from us, we can be somewhat persuasive with them. But depending on how argumentative they are, things can escalate on Free Talk Live. And I think that it's important to point out that when there's escalation going on and there's a hot conversation on the air and there's argumentation going on, it's Free Talk Live isn't... The things we do on the air aren't what you should do in your personal
right.
life.
We're not trying to convince that person that we're talking to. We're using them as a sounding board so that the tens of thousands of people that are listening can hear it.
Like, for instance, if a rabid socialist is on the air with us,
we're not going to change them anyway.
We may be able to find one or two issues we agree on. For instance, they might agree that the war in Iraq's a bad idea. They might agree that we should end the war on drugs. So we might be able to agree there, but then we're going to get into a knockdown, drag-out fight on socialism versus libertarianism, because we're pretty much, you know, there's some big differences there.
Yeah.
And the point is to illustrate to those listening the vast differences between the two philosophies and let them choose for themselves which one is more interesting to them, socialism or libertarianism. But when it comes to you and persuading individuals that you care about, then it should be all persuasion all the time, as Kato mentioned. And to that end, the Advocates for Self-Government, great organization to get involved with, theadvocates.org. More coming up, the statistics from this First Amendment study, bad news, on the way.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll on the airwaves. Toll free 800-259-9231. Yeah, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's totally free, though it does cost us money to run the site, in which case you can help us out by shopping with us at our store, store.freetalklive.com. You can order Free Talk Live stuff like hats and T-shirts and DVD sets of classic episodes of the show, plus everything that you can't get at the store, like everything else you might need to buy in life, you can get via Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. So two easy ways to shop. Store.FreeTalkLive.com for our branded stuff. Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com for virtually anything else you need, whether it be electronics, DVDs, books.
Yeah, The Secrets of Libertarian Persuasion, for instance. We were talking about that last segment.
That's available through Amazon?
Yeah, you can get it there.
That's fantastic. I didn't know that. Good news. So,
they
have
used books and new books there.
They really do. And by the way, when you shop at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, anything you purchase will get a percentage of, including their used stuff as well. So it's really a great deal. Amazon.freetalklive.com, great way to support the show and get all the stuff you need delivered to your home. Well, here's the bad news for you. The future of the First Amendment study was done back in 2004, done again this year. Study surveyed 14,498 students, 882 teachers at 34 high schools this spring.
Yeah, well, give me those numbers one more time, I'm sorry.
14,448 students, 882 teachers at 34 high schools this spring. The new survey finds that 45% of students, up from 35%, believe the First Amendment is really important. No, actually, I believe the First Amendment goes too far in the rights it guarantees. So a full 10% more. 35% up to 45% now. This year, 45% of high school kids say the First Amendment goes too far in the rights that it guarantees. Yet questions about specific freedoms show that support for some free speech or some speech and press freedoms is essentially unchanged or up slightly. 30% say the press has too much freedom. 69% say musicians should be allowed to sing songs with lyrics that may be offensive to others. 54% say newspapers should be allowed to publish freely without government approval. Now, flip that number around and you find out that 46% believe that newspapers must get government approval in order, they should, rather, get government approval in order to publish stories.
Amazing.
But things change a little bit when the issue hits a little closer to home. So even though there's an almost 50% amount of students that think newspapers should be subject to governmental approval, 64% say high school student newspapers should be allowed to report controversial subjects without the approval of authorities. So, see that? These high school kids are just like so many other Americans.
Yeah.
They care about freedom when it strikes close to home.
Right, their freedoms.
But when it's other people's freedoms, who gives a damn? Whatever.
Sad.
64% think that their high school newspapers should be able to print whatever they want.
Now, These people, these are kids, and they haven't had a chance to really put their political philosophies together. They don't realize that it's unpopular speech that's protected by the First Amendment, because popular speech doesn't need protecting. You know, so they're, over time, they're probably, their opinion is going to firm up, and they're some of them will probably come to the opinion that newspapers need to be able to print whatever it is that they want to print.
Maybe so, but nonetheless, I mean, this is pretty sad. I mean, this is not a good starting point for kids to be, when getting out of school, thinking this way. And this is after this new mandated classes that we talked about earlier. There's a
federal... Well, who knows what they're teaching in these mandated
classes? Well, exactly, exactly. This is why it's a bad thing. I mean, they've mandated that the schools, government schools, teach about the Constitution on or about Constitution Day.
Right.
And
the
so now the numbers are worse than they were before. Before they started teaching.
That the government teach us whether or not the government should have control over the press is what they've mandated.
Yeah, well, who knows what the teachers are teaching the kids in the class,
well,
as you pointed
out. It's whether or not, right? I mean, that's the First Amendment is that we should, the press should be free, and then, of course, they're teaching about it, so it's sort of a whether or not issue.
Students tend to know less about the First Amendment than adults do, and they are more likely to take its rights for granted, says Dotrich, who surveyed adults extensively for the First Amendment Center in Nashville. But when it comes to some issues more important to kids and teens, such as song lyrics and student press freedom, students are more likely to support the rights, he says. So, there you go. Your high school kids are just disappointing all over the place. Really sad. This is what happens, though, when you let the government take control of education. When you rely on the government to teach your kids whatever it is you want them to teach, because you don't actually get to pick and choose. The government picks and chooses. So when you're relying on the government to educate children, this is the result. The inevitable result is kids are very poorly educated upon critical issues like rights and freedoms and liberty and what the Constitution means and the Bill of Rights means and all that. And it's really sad.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Mike in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, you were talking about earlier with the internet, and that it's, you know, it's kind of a something we have to celebrate our freedom. And you know, Alberto Gonzalez just the other day had a hearing, and he wants to make internet service providers retain data for years.
Yes,
so
he does.
Everywhere we go is going to be documented, and everything we do on the internet, and the government wants to have access to that.
Well, don't you want to stop child porn? That's why he wants to
do it. Well, of course, yeah, that's how they always use. Right. Whenever I hear it's for the children, that's right away, it's a red flag to me.
If you want privacy on the internet, you're a child pornographer, Mike. That's what you're just a pervert, aren't you?
Well, anything you do, it doesn't matter. You know, they're using that child pornography as a way to get the sympathy of the people and to go along with it. But
you're
I would like
right.
to say everybody knows about Tor, don't they?
About what?
Tor, T-O-R.
I'm not sure. What is that?
It's a book company, isn't it?
Aha! You guys don't know about Tor. Well, it's a way that you can have kind of a privacy against this kind of government snooping, and you can use what is known as the Tor network, and it's a program you can install on your computer that doesn't the IP address is not retained.
So wait a minute, are you saying Mike that there might be some sort of technological bypass for all of this tracking? Are you saying that people that actually know their stuff about privacy on the internet are going to make it so that the government tracking is a non-issue for them, and so therefore the only people who will be tracked are regular average Joes that don't know any better?
Well, I would like to say that the regular average Joes can use this, and they should use it, and the more people that use the Tor network, the better, because then they can't track our every move and our every, even if you have nothing to hide, it's still a good thing to engage in activities
Very good.
that don't allow the government to spy on us.
Mike,
and,
thanks for the recommendation. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. There are other networks out there like this as well that allow encryption of information going out and coming into your computer. And that's
what you make a good point with this, too, Ian, is that the child pornographers, they're going to know about Tor.
You better believe they will.
They're going to make sure that they are not tracked on the Internet. But, Alberto Gonzalez is going to have information about just Grandma Jones, who's out there sending emails to her grandkids.
Yep.
It's nonsense.
Well, and as usual, people who are, for the most part, innocent, just innocent Americans surfing around, are going to be the ones that are caught up in these investigations. Because, as you pointed out, the people that are committing the crimes, child porn and all that, they know how to get around these. They know the loopholes. They know what to do to ensure their privacy. But from time to time, somebody's going to get caught up in the net because they're going to make a mistake or type in a search word that might actually trigger a red flag or something like that. Maybe it was an accident, or maybe they were doing like Pete Townshend was doing allegedly and doing some research for a paper and didn't think anything of it. And then all of a sudden there's going to be a knock at their door a few weeks later. Excuse me, Mr. Edge, we saw on your logs here that you were doing a little bit of looking at things you shouldn't have been looking at, sir. Can we search your computer? Actually, never mind. We don't have to ask. We're coming in. I mean, really, as usual, the innocent people are going to be the ones getting caught in the crossfire.
You know, and what happened with Pee Wee Herman, and I've heard this story before, is, they go into your cache of, your computer cache of mm-hmm. all the things you've looked at, and it sort of
all
saves
the things that anyone on your computer looked at.
That's
it doesn't necessarily mean it was you.
And, they can claim that this girl who's on the teen website is, in fact, underage. How do I know? If some naked girl that I've looked on the Internet.
Well, you should call her up and ask her.
Right, I should have her ID should be right there displayed ahead of time.
It's ludicrous.
And they couldn't fake that.
1-800-259-9231. If you're holding on, be patient. We'll get to you after the news. 800-259-9231. You, as always, can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, a major reason why, we've talked about government roads before, why the government shouldn't take care of not only the roads, but also the sidewalks. This is going to be a new one, Mark. Coming up, Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.